Chapter 12. Personal Inventory of Your Bladder Habits. If you are approaching 50 years of age, don't feel embarrassed to talk to your doctor about urinary problems. These two quizzes are designed to give a short test to measure the severity of urinary symptoms and assign a number to it. These numbers may change over the years. The maximum possible score is 35. The final question will help you judge how you feel about your symptoms. This test was designed and compiled by a number of urologists in the United States and around the world to try to get a handle on the severity of your symptoms and merely produces a number. It is not a diagnostic test to determine whether you have benign prostatic hyperplasia. To know even if you have reason for concern, you must take this test several times and talk with your doctor regarding your symptoms. This test score is not intended to substitute for medical treatment. Remember, don't be embarrassed to talk about your symptoms, getting up at night, slow stream, dribbling, double voiding and the like. It is a very common problem everywhere. By the age of 50, 1 in 4 males will require treatment for their urinary symptoms caused by benign prostatic hyperplasia. Take the quiz, and you and your doctor can decide if you could benefit from some type of treatment. Approximately 50% of men over the age of 50 have demonstrated benign prostatic hyperplasia. Only 1 in 5 men will require some form of operation for the treatment of their symptoms. In this day and age of newer medications, medical management for discomfort and irritation related to benign prostatic hyperplasia is in order and should be the first line of treatment. A careful history by your physician or urologist is mandatory to determine which treatment or if any treatment is necessary. The American Urological Association has developed some practice guidelines, which is an easy test for patients to take and score themselves. You can check the severity of your own symptoms. This score, along with a careful history and physical examination that includes a digital rectal examination of your prostate, should be undertaken before any treatment is started. The symptom score should be used by all physicians treating men with benign prostatic hyperplasia. The big problems of urinary tract infection, recurrent gross blood in your urine, bladder stones, and obstructive symptoms as demonstrated by bladder and renal dysfunction should all be checked out. Most patients with bladder obstruction symptoms and irritability will do best with a trial medication. It is a good idea for all men after 50 years, or before if symptoms persist, to take this simple test and find out what their grade is. Patients with mild symptoms, a score of less than 7, could possibly just wait and watch and see if symptoms get worse. The moderate symptoms, 8 to 19 on this test, should see their urologist and discuss the symptoms with him or her. Severe symptoms, over 20 on this test, are indicative of serious obstruction, and urologic consultation should be in order. Your urologist will decide on your treatment. It is a good idea to take this test several times, write the numbers down, and discuss it with your urologist. American Urological Association and International Prostate Symptom Score, IPSS, quiz. You may feel embarrassed to talk to your doctor about urinary problems, but like grey and thinning hair, such problems are a part of ageing. One of the causes of urinary symptoms in men over 50 is a treatable condition called benign prostatic hyperplasia, BPH. In fact, it has been estimated that by the age of 80, 1 in every 4 males in the US will require treatment of their urinary symptoms caused by BPH. Take this quiz to help you and your doctor decide whether you could benefit from a BPH treatment. Taking the quiz. Note down the number that best represents your response to each of the following questions. The questions are designed to gauge the severity of any symptoms you may be experiencing. Incomplete emptying. Over the past month, how often have you had a sensation of not emptying your bladder completely after you have finished urinating? Not at all? 0. Less than 1 time in 5? 1. Less than half the time? 2. About half the time? 3. More than half the time? 4. Almost always? 5. Frequency. Over the past month, how often have you had to urinate again less than 2 hours after you have finished urinating? Not at all, 0. Less than 1 time in 5, 1. less than half the time, 2, about half the time, 3, more than half the time, 4, almost always, 5. Intermittency. Over the past month, how often have you found you stopped and started again several times when you urinated? Not at all, 0, less than 1 time in 5, 1, less than half the time, 2, about half the time, 3, more than half the time, 4, almost always, 5. Urgency. Over the past month, how often have you found it difficult to postpone urination? Not at all, 0, less than 1 time in 5, 1, less than half the time, 2, about half the time, 3, more than half the time, 4, almost always, 5. Weak stream. Over the past month, how often have you had a weak urinary stream? Not at all, 0. Less than 1 time in 5, 1. Less than half the time, 2. About half the time, 3. More than half the time, 4. Almost always, 5. Straining. Over the past month, how often have you had to push or strain to begin urination? Not at all, 0. Less than 1 in 5, 1. Less than half the time, 2. About half the time, 3. More than half the time, 4. Almost always, 5. Nocturia. Over the past month, how many times did you most typically get up to urinate from the time you went to bed at night until the time you got up in the morning? Not at all, 0. Less than 1 time in 5, 1. Less than half the time, 2. About half the time, 3. More than half the time, 4. Almost always, 5. Now add your total score. One final question. Quality of life due to urinary symptoms. If you were to spend the rest of your life with your urinary condition the way it is now, how would you feel about that? Delighted, 0. Pleased, 1. Mostly satisfied, 2. Mixed, 3. Mostly dissatisfied, 4. Unhappy, 5. Terrible, 6. Adapted from Barry M. J. et al., The American Urological Association Symptom Index for Benign Prostatic Hyperplasia, Journal of Urology, 1992, 148, 1549-57. Scoring the quiz. Add the numbers from your answers to questions 1 through 7. The maximum possible score is 35. The final question will help you judge how you feel about your symptoms. Please note, this test is used to measure the severity of your symptoms. It is not a diagnostic test. In other words, it will not tell you whether or not you have BPH. Talk to your doctor to determine whether your symptoms are due to BPH. Remember, this information is not intended as a substitute for medical treatment. Scoring the quiz. The International Prostate Symptoms Score, IPSS, is based on the answers to 7 questions concerning urinary symptoms. Each question allows the patient to choose one of 5 answers indicating increasing severity of the particular symptom. The answers are assigned points from 0 to 5. The total score can therefore range from 0 to 35, asymptomatic to very symptomatic. Furthermore, the International Consensus Committee, ICC, recommends the use of only a single question to assess the quality of life. The answers to this question range from delighted to terrible, or 0 to 6. Although this single question may or may not capture the global impact of BPH symptoms or quality of life, it may serve as a valuable starting point for a doctor-patient conversation. The ICC strongly recommends that all physicians who counsel patients suffering from symptoms of prostatism utilize these measures not only during the initial interview but also during and after treatment in order to monitor treatment response. The ICC, under the patronage of the World Health Organization, has agreed to use the Symptom Index for Benign Prostatic Hypertrophy, BPH, which has been developed by the American Urological Association, AUA, Measurement Committee, as the official worldwide symptoms assessment tool for patients. flow rate. Another way to define problems with benign prostatic hyperplasia is to test your flow. Electronic equipment is available for flow rate, but there is a simpler way to check your flow periodically at home by yourself and also let your urologist know. More complex problems are usually investigated with fancy urodynamic studies, including video and other electronic studies. Here is a way you can check your own urine flow rate to see whether it is adequate and therefore normal. All it requires is a measuring cup and a watch with a second hand. With a full bladder, begin urinating. When the stream becomes full, urinate into the cup for 10 seconds, then move the cup away. Normal urine flow is 20 cubic centimeters per second. The range is 15 to 25 cc's. So if your cup holds 200 cc's, 7 or 8 ounces, after 10 seconds, you're right on the mark. If it holds noticeably less, see your doctor. If it holds more, that's fine. Another simple test is to write your initials in the snow.